Anyway, I'm just joking. But anyway, how many last times it takes? When I can achieve what? How quickly I can achieve what? The whole question is it depends on the depend on individual practice. How much one is able to do, one able to do the practice of accumulating merit, how much and the practice of purification, and all the for the training the mind in the path, how much one is able to do. Depending on that, then one is, if that is little, if that's not continual, and if that's very weak, or the practice of the accommodation merit in making purification and training the mind in the path, if that is weak, if that's not continual, then it takes that much time to receive enlightenment. But as the person, how much a person is able to do, how much a person is able to continue, depend on that, enlightenment is very much close. His mind is very much close to enlightenment. Like that. So if one wishes to achieve enlightenment repeatedly, without taking much time, what's the best method to, what's the best solution of the best method? That is it. Then, what one should do? And that is the whole, the best method, that is, to put on the whole effort, completely concentrate to the bodhicitta. Put the whole effort to train the mind in the bodhicitta. If one practices well bodhicitta, one can achieve enlightenment that much quicker. One can, as one practices well bodhicitta, if one is able to generate bodhicitta quickly, often, then much, one can receive enlightenment quicker. Or even one, if one has generated, you see, bodhicitta, of course, no question. Even one has not generated bodhicitta, with effortful bodhicitta, the motivation bodhicitta, besides the action of breathing, that one can accumulate infinite merit, that one can make, animate the practice of that one can purify an emission of obscuration in such short time. Even when you clean the room, motivation alone, motivation bodhicitta, thinking purifying the the sufferings, the cause of the sufferings, answer to mind karma of the sentient beings, visualizing the garbage and the garbage, dirt, whatever you're training, in that essence. But then even just moving the garbage, the brooms, even just one action, moving it with the motivation of bodhicitta. One, just even that short time, one accumulates infinite merit. One purifies unimaginable obscurations, the negative karmas. Even one makes charity, one single rice, one grain of rice to aunt, with the motivation of bodhicitta, with the thinking to achieve enlightenment, for the benefit of all sentient beings. If you make charity, the one small grain, the rice, to the aunt, again, in that short time, one has accumulated again infinite merit. Cause to achieve enlightenment. As the number of atoms of the sand grains of the Pacific, the ocean. There much number of Buddhas, there much number of Buddhas, one make offering. There much number of universe, as the number of the sand grains, there much number of universe filled with all precious jewels, and make offering to there much number of Buddha, for there much number of eons, number of eons which equals the number of the sand grain of the ocean. The one my offering. What you offer is a numberless universe full of jewels. The equal to the number of sand grain. What you offer, what you offer is that, whom you offer is Buddha, the number which equals the sand grains of the ocean. That much number of eons. But still, the merit that we met charity one time in the rice, to one sentient being aunt. And the benefits of making charity one tiny rice can never compare the making offering, numberless the universe full of jewels to incredible number of Buddhas who equals the number of the sand grains of the ocean. That is very little. The quantity of that merit is so little, according to the merit, having met charity one single rise to the end. The merit, what one has received by making charity one single rise to the end is infinite. It's infinite. Because the person met charity with the motivation to benefit for all the sentient beings, for each of the sentient beings. So the number of the sentient beings, it's uncountable, uncountable. So, as you motivate each for the benefit of each of sentient beings, so therefore, that's how he accumulates, during the charity, you know? Or even though to object is one sentient being, one tiny rice, you know, one grain. But why he is able to accomplish infinite merit is because of the numberless of sentient beings. Something like that. It is said in the teaching, in the Sutra teachings. One person, making offering, the universe, you know, making offering universe, you know, full of jewels, which equals the number of the sand grain to the sand grain of the ocean, to the Buddha, which equals the number of the sand grain of the ocean, and the person who simply, you know, puts palms together like this, and motivating, I'm going to generate bodhicitta for the benefit of all the sentient beings, you know, who simply puts palms together like this and I'm going to generate bodhicitta for the benefit of all the sentient beings, you know, simply thinking like this, and the person who makes that much universe full of jewels, making offering to that much number of Buddha, the merit. That merit is, you know, so little, so little according to the merit that one has accumulated, but you know, simply thinking that I'm going to generate Buddhism for the benefit of all sentient beings and putting palms together like this, this merit can never compare the other merit. They make that much offering to the number of Buddha. So one makes determination, I'm going to generate bodhicitta for the benefit of all the sentient beings like this. Just in that moment, in that second, one has accumulated infinite merit, you know, which equals the infinite space. Right in that short time, one has purified unimaginable obscuration. So even one hasn't generated bodhicitta, there are incredible benefits, you know. So no question if one has, you know, if one has actually generated, you know, all the realization of the bodhicitta. Even with motivation bodhicitta alone, one can make this life, one can make, you know, the precious in the body, the perfect in the body, one can make highly meaningful, even in such short time, while one is cleaning the house, while one is cooking, while one is talking, while one is, you know, working, walking, while one is eating, drinking, in each action that one can make highly, you know, meaningful, highly meaningful or highly beneficial for oneself, to all the sentient beings. That one transforms all the actions, every single action, you know. Oh yeah. And the oneself to achieve enlightenment and all the sentient beings, you know, to obtain happiness, to achieve enlightenment. Each single action, you know, or become a core, you know, I said, each single action becomes cause of the happiness of sentient beings. So even with the motivation alone, one can make actions, you know, highly meaningful like this. For oneself and for all the sentient beings. So no question if one has, you know, actually bodhicitta generated. Every single, you know, breathing action, you know, become cause to achieve enlightenment. Always become cause to benefit with the sentient beings. So even one wonders, you know, what's the best method to make purification? Often, the answer is the best method, that is, to practice, to train the mind in bodhicitta. Even one wishes to accumulate, you know, extensive merits, you know, quickly. If one wonders, you know, what's the best method? Often, again, the answer is the best method is bodhicitta. To practice bodhicitta. So with the practice of bodhicitta, then in 1 day, 1 hour, 1 minute, even a second, you know, one can make the pristine body highly meaningful, beneficial for all the sentient beings. Not only beneficial, you know, to obtain happiness for oneself. Beneficial to obtain happiness, for all the sentient beings. So, actions done, you know, the works that which are done, without the motivation to obtain happiness for the future life. Without, you know, motivation to achieve, you know, the nirvana, the release from samsara. Or without the motivation to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of the sentient beings. The works, activities that we have done, only for the happiness of this life, only with the attachment, clinging, the happiness of this life. All those works which are done only for the happiness of this life, only for the sake of this life, with the attachment, clinging, happiness of this life, often. All those works are non-virtue, because the motivation, all those actions are non-virtue. How the motivation, the thought of this action is non-virtue. It is the attachment in clinging to happiness life. So because of that action done with that thought, that answer to mind, the non-virtue. It is only suffering result. suffering result. So the action, those activities are the non-virtue, meaningless work. So only concerned of the this life, you know, concerned of only this life. Working only for the sake of this life, well, that is not this is wrong. Nothing special quality of a human being. Because the even the creatures and the animals, you know, the flies, you know, the worms crawling on the ground. The ants, you know, the ants which runs up and down, which keeps so busy, you know, the fish which keeps so busy in the water, the birds who keep so busy in flying around in the space, they all have this thought, you know, the same thing. The thought of this life. Wishing, if I can be happy, if this life can be happy, you know, the thought of happiness, they have in depth of their heart, you know, only they all the time constantly what they think, what they concentrate is, you know, that. This life to be happy. How can I make this life happy? How can I make this life happy? So this is kind of like the happiness of this life is like the main, that's the only goal. That's the only goal. You know? Kept deep of their heart. So they always have the thought, you know, thought in wishing, how can I be happy? Attempting for that. So the creatures, you know, who are crawling on the ground, you know, who are keeping so busy, and those animals who are, you know, or birds, you know, keeping so busy flying around, all those are, but all this, you know, they keep busy, with the thought, you know, happiness, this life, inside the very deep of their heart, then they go back and forth and they keep so busy, they try to go to seek the means of living. What like that? So therefore, only being concerned of happiness is life, they only working for this, for the happiness life. This is nothing special quality of a human being. The making preparation for the happiness of future life, you know, it's the attempting, you know, to achieve ultimate happiness, the nirvana, the enlightenment, or the creatures, animals, they don't have this, they don't have this thought, to make preparation, to obtain happiness for future life. They don't have this thought. So this. What then? Having the thought, you know. Not so much concerned of the happiness of this life, you know. More concerned of happiness of future life. And then make the and the chasing the cause of happiness of future life. And especially, you know, attempting to achieve ultimate happiness. Well, those are quality of human beings. Quality of human beings. Those works, you know, any work, you know, that is done, any work, any activity, that is, any action that is done, by thinking for the happiness of beyond of this life. Well, those are, how to say, all those actions are meaning of, you know, all the human life. So therefore, by understanding the what is in the meaningless work? What is the meaningful work? What kind of, you know, motivation makes the action meaningless? With what kind of motivation, thought, you know, makes the action meaningful? So the the conclusion, you know, or any action that is done, any action of the Bodhisattva mind that is done, you know, with the thought, with the attachment, the clinging, having this life, all those are non-virtue, cause of suffering, you know, confusion, or any actions that which are not possessed, any actions that are done, you know, which are not possessed, by the attachment, the clinging, having this life, those are dharma. Those actions, Bodhisattva mind, any action that we do in our daily life, whether which are not possessed by attachment, clinging, happiness, life, or those are dharma, those are cause of happiness, those are virtue, those are meaningful action. The other one is the meaningless action. So by understanding the definitions of these, it is extremely important. The precious healing body, which is qualified at freedom transition, with this, you know, that we can achieve three great meanings. Without wasting for this perfect human body, and to make it as there is a possibility to achieve this three great meaning, you know, utilize this. However, make it meaningful. To achieve the happiness of the future life, the life beyond from this, and make it, you know, how to say, useful to achieve all the ultimate happiness. Try to make it, you know, meaningful. Even hour, in a minute, in a second, without wasting it, by understanding the, how to say, that one can achieve great meanings, even such short time, by understanding these things, what is it to not waste the highly meaningful, the pristine body. The precious jewel, you know, which grants all the wishes, you know, often that, by recognizing it, by recognizing jewel, what the jewel, what that you have found, that you have, you know, in your hand, but then by recognizing it, by recognizing the value of that, the better grants all the wishes. If you use it, you know, if you pray to that, or if you use it, if you use it, all then better can grant all the wishes. Mm. So by recognizing, what then the such this wish, precious, wish granting jewel that you have found in your hand, what then without throwing that in the garbage, what then? By recognizing the value of that, then use it to receive all the wishes, to fulfill all one's own wishes. What then? What then like that, what then? This precious human body, it's much more, precious. No way to compare the value of this and the value of the, which grand jewel, Even one universe full of jewels, full of wish granting jewel, even one possess that much. That alone, the wish, even one possess a universe full of wish granting jewels, that alone, cannot help, taking rebirth in the realm of the suffering transmigration. That alone cannot help oneself to be free from samsara. From the suffering realm. That alone cannot help. To receive enlightenment, to be free from the, binding oneself to the blissful state of peace. So that alone cannot benefit. But this precious human body, which qualified the eight freedom traditions, all that can save oneself, from the rebirth of the suffering, the transmigrated being, and they can benefit with this one can be free from samsara. With this, one can achieve enlightenment by being free, without falling, without once being bound to the blissful state of peace. What am I like this? However, the greatest meaning of human life is to train the mind in the Bodhicitta, the loving compassion, the precious thought of enlightenment. So in order to receive Bodhicitta, in order to generate Bodhicitta, what one should do? What preparation one should do in the mind? What one should generate mind renouncing samsara. One should generate the realization, mind renouncing samsara. In order to generate the realization, the mind renouncing samsara, one must realize how the samsara is the nature of suffering. One must realize the shortcomings of samsara. And then, in order to be free, to be liberated from samsara, one must recognize the cause of the samsara, and one must cut off the root of the samsara. The root of the suffering. The unsubdued mind. The unsubdued mind. Unsubdued mind. And the karma. From the within the unsubdued mind. What one should. The very root, you know, of the whole suffering. What? The ignorance, you know, believing the true existence. What? This one must cut off. Yes. One must, you know, one must cut off this. One must, you know, say, eradicate, you know, completely. As great, the highly realized Lama Tsongkhapa, who is the manifestation of Buddha wisdom or Manjushri, as he said in his teaching, if one does not reflect well the the suffering of samsara, the perfect the thought of seeking liberation does not arise. If one does not, you know, reflect the evolution of samsara, one there's no way to know there's no way to know how to cut the root of the samsara, the suffering. What like that? It is extremely important, to know these important points. So I think I stop here. Chancho Simcho Rinpo Je Ma Je Ba Na La Je Ju Ye Wa Nyang Ba Me Ba Yang Kong Ne Kong Tu Be Wa Su Ye Wa Di Ye Nyu Tu Ba Tu Je Chen Po An Tu Ju Bo Wa Chi Chang Ma Tu Ba Chi Je Sa La Yang Kui Wa